3C, pavement markings. Road markings are used to guide and warn drivers, as well as regulate traffic. Markings may be either yellow or white, and used alone or in combinations. 3C-1, yellow center line markings. Yellow center lines indicate that there is two-way traffic flowing in opposite directions. Broken. A broken yellow line indicates that passing on the left is permitted when the way ahead is clear. Overtaking and passing should be done with care because of oncoming traffic. Reader's note: the diagram shows a two-lane highway with arrows going in opposite directions in each lane with a broken yellow line down the middle. End note. Solid and broken. A broken yellow line alongside a solid yellow line indicates that passing is permitted on the side of the broken line, but not on the side of the solid line. Reader's note: the diagram shows a two-lane highway with arrows going in opposite directions in each lane, with solid and broken yellow lines down the middle. End note. Double yellow. Double solid yellow lines mark the center of the road and separate oncoming traffic. Passing is not allowed in either direction. Making a left turn or avoiding an obstruction are the only lawful crossings allowed over double yellow lines when turning into or from an alley, private road, or driveway, unless otherwise prohibited by signs. Reader's note: the diagram shows a two-lane highway with arrows going in opposite directions in each lane, with two solid yellow lines down the middle. End note. 3C-2, yellow lane line markings. Solid and broken, shared left turn lane. A center lane, separated with solid and broken yellow lines, reserves the lane for left turns shared with traffic from the opposite direction. Motorists entering this lane should use caution and may only turn left. Using this lane to pass is prohibited. Signs or arrow markings on the pavement will assist drivers in recognizing this useful turning lane. Reader's note: the diagram shows a three-lane road with the top lane having the arrow going left, then solid and broken yellow lines. The middle lane shows two arrows, with one coming from the left and turning to the left, and an arrow coming from the right and turning to the left, followed by broken and solid yellow lines. The bottom lane shows an arrow going to the right. End note. 3C-3, white lane line markings. White lines separate lanes of traffic going in the same direction. Broken. Broken white lines separate lanes of traffic going in the same direction and may be crossed with care. Reader's note: the diagram shows two lanes with the broken white line going down the middle and one arrow in each lane going right. End note. Solid with turn lane arrow. Solid white lines are used for turn lanes and to discourage lane changes near intersections. Arrows are often used with the white lines to indicate which turn may be made from the lane. When a lane is marked with a curved arrow and the word only, you must turn in the direction of the arrow. When a lane is marked with both a curved and straight arrow, turning or proceeding straight ahead is allowed. Reader's note: the diagram shows a three-lane road going to the right, split by a double yellow line, and two lanes going to the right. The right-bound left lane shows a left turn arrow and the word only below it. The middle lane shows both the curved arrow turning left and a straight arrow. It is the same thing coming from the other side. End note. 3C-4. Other pavement markings. Stop lines. Stop lines are white lines painted across the pavement at intersections, indicating the position to stop. In urban areas, the line is usually located about 4 feet before a crosswalk. Drivers must stop at the line when present, not at the stop sign or traffic control signal. Crosswalk markings. These lines are painted across or partially across the pavement. Pedestrians have the right of way when pedestrians are in these crosswalks. Crosswalks are sometimes in the middle of the block in residential areas and school areas. Crosswalk areas may also be unpainted. Railroad crossing markings. In advance of a railroad crossing, the white letters RXR is set into the surface of or applied to or attached to the pavement, which is for the purpose of advising, warning, or guiding traffic. At railroad crossings, a yellow line may be placed on the right side of the center line to prevent passing. Rumble strips. Rumble strips are a series of indented elements installed on a paved roadway shoulder near the travel lane, on a two-lane roadway near the center line, or in the lane of traffic approaching a stop sign or signal. Rumble strips are intended to alert drowsy or inattentive drivers through vibration and sound that their vehicles have left the travel lane or are approaching a stop sign or signal. Two-way left turn lane markings. A driver may use the center lane to make a left turn. Caution should be used since there may be left-turning vehicles from the opposite direction also using the lane. The lane cannot be used to pass other vehicles. Bike lanes. Bike lanes are a portion of a roadway that has been designated for the exclusive use by bicyclists. Bike lanes are designed to separate bicycle traffic from motorized vehicle traffic. It is illegal to drive in these lanes. However, motorists may cross over the bike lane to move into another appropriate travel lane, to enter or exit on-street parking spaces, or to enter or exit private property. Before crossing a bike lane, make sure it is safe to do so. Yield the right-of-way to approaching bicyclists. When the bike lane is clear, signal your intention to turn and then move into the bike lane before making the turn. Reader's note. The diagram shows an example of bicycle lane treatment at a right turn only lane. On the far left are two solid yellow lines. There are then two automobile lanes and then a bike lane on the right. The bike lane is two solid white lines followed by white dotted lines, which are optional, and then more solid white lines, and a white bicycle in the center. There is an arrow in front of the bicycle pointing forward. On the far right of the diagram is a right-turn-only lane. End note. Shared lane. Shared lane markings are used to indicate the lane is shared by both motor vehicles and bicyclists. The markings may be placed in the travel lane to indicate where bicyclists should preferably ride. Motorists should avoid passing bicyclists until a safe distance of no less than 3 feet clearance exists.